This Ross Greenwood podcast is brought to you by superadvice.com.au. Make sure you get the correct advice on super changes before the June 30 deadline. Go to superadvice.com.au. Super Advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
Welcome back to Money News right around Australia. Well, the unemployment number came out today, and guess what? It was down. 5.7% is the seasonally adjusted unemployment number, but does that tell the full story? Remember, we've spoken a lot about wages and what could happen. In terms of the seasonally adjusted numbers, the employment was up 37,400, and also the unemployment down by 19,000 at that time. Let's go to Bessa Dieter, who is the Chief Economist at St. George Bank. Bessa, always great to have you on the program. Explain what these numbers mean.
Well, it shows that the economy is coming out of a soft patch that was evident in 2016, because we've had very strong jobs growth in April. And in fact, in the last 2 months, we've had the biggest back-to-back gains in 17 months. Now, the data does jump around a little bit, and so the last 2 months is likely an exaggeration of the underlying trend. But the real trend is still likely to be one of moderate jobs growth, which is positive for the labour market.
Okay, explain to me the underemployment, because the underemployment is absolutely key in these numbers. Does it really give us a hint on that?
Well, underemployment is those people that would like to work 4 hours. So, for example, those people that are in part-time work but would like to be working more hours, that's considered to be underemployment. And certainly underemployment is suggesting that there is a bit of slack in the labour market. So whilst these are positive numbers that we've seen on the jobs data, it's still a case that there is some slack that exists.
Okay, you and I spoke about this last week, because we know that the budget, the return to surplus in 2020-21 is predicated upon big wages growth, especially in the out year 2021, to up to 3.75%. I spoke to the Treasurer about this. He says it will come as a result of infrastructure projects and other parts picking up in the economy. But many people, including even Standard & Poor's, have pointed to those numbers and said, unless you start to get more demand and that slackness that you talk about taken out of the employment market, there's very little likelihood that there's going to be significant wages growth that the government needs to pick the economy up and to certainly pick the budget out and into surplus.
Well, the wages growth forecast that underpins budget bottom line certainly are quite heroic. And we got an update on wages during the week, Ross, and it was confirmed to be at a record low pace, 1.9% per annum. Now, I've got to buy a new pair of glasses, and I think I should buy the Treasurer a pair as well, so he can take off his rose-coloured glasses, because it is very difficult to see that wages growth will return to 3.75% per annum in the outer year forecast, which the government has in place.
Tell you what, really good to have you on the program, as always. Bessa Dieter, Chief Economist at St. George Bank. She reckons the Treasurer needs new glasses, because he's got the rose-coloured ones on right now when it comes to those employment and wage growth numbers. Bessa, always great to have you on Money News.
From July 1, the superannuation landscape will be vastly different. You need to be prepared by visiting superadvice.com.au. Should you borrow to get more money into super before June 30? How will transition to retirement change? How can you avoid additional tax? Superadvice.com.au can help you get ready with a wealth of information and the questions to ask your accountant. Be super ready with superadvice.com.au. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.